on this episode of Counting Cars. You guys remember the calendar? And there was a picture of me?
Your dream car.
I spent a lot of money getting it, so I need some quick flips.
Is this one of those moments where we found something that Danny would like, or Danny would tell me, you're stupid, that's ugly?
Whoa! I know where there's a van, rolling.
That's a van right there.
That's the one. That's beautiful.
Beautiful?
Look at it. Dude, what we got here on the right, man? They only went 35 bucks for that table.
Howdy, we were interested in your table.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars. Good morning, gentlemen. You too, Mike. I couldn't resist. I had to say it.
Hey, what's cooking?
Had to say it. Okay, I've got an assignment for all you guys. I need some quick flips. So here's what we're going to do. I'm sending all you guys out in different directions to find a vehicle that is a quick flip.
Isn't that your job?
He's looking too.
I'm gonna go shopping.
All right.
But I think if we all go separate directions, that's gonna help me out big time.
Do you have some guidelines on this?
That's a good thought. I'm looking for something different. Something that a true car guy is going to lay his eyes on and go, I got to have that. But I don't want a full restoration project. I want something that is close to being finished, and we put our vibe on it. And the real reason that I need you guys to start looking for something is because I need to make a little cash. You guys remember the back page of the calendar, and there was a picture of me?
Your dream car, if you will.
Back cover, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Bam! It's a great picture.
It's a great picture of you and a car cover.
It's an expensive mystery dream car, and now I'm spending a lot of money restoring it.
It's that Yoda, isn't it?
It ain't the Yoda.
I feel like with the money you're spending, it's a 69 Yanko, man. Camaro.
Wicked car, a must-have. That ain't it. Man, I thought you cats knew me better than this. Boy, there we go. Ryan, morning, brother.
Morning.
About time he got here.
Check this out. You'll know. Remember the secret project? Car under the cover on the back of the calendar?
Yeah.
Okay. You and me, bro. You and me.
Okay.
What am I working on?
It's got to be a Corvette. It's either a split window or a Mako.
Yeah. Which of the two?
Got to be the Mako.
Bam. That's why I love you. Brought you a picture of a gorgeous, bam!
Bam.
That is a Mako Shark Corvette.
You got one.
That's what was under the car cover that I was posing with
Get
on the back of the calendar.
Here.
I have it.
That's badass.
So, all of us, me, the whole team, shutting down the shop. Let's go. Assignment is on.
Look at that yellow thing. Yeah. Ooh, and the purple.
No, the purple one is a Plymouth Barracuda. Yeah, and the other one's a Dodge Duster.
Duster?
Nice. Yeah, Dodge Duster. There's good hunting in this neighborhood, Rolly.
I'm taking Rolly with me to hunt down a big one for the shop, and I know exactly where to go. There's this neighborhood that's evolving into a car picker's paradise, man. So I really want to go take a closer look.
Look at that truck.
It is a nice truck.
And if I had to guess, that's a Chevy.
Yeah, good guess, because it says Chevrolet all over the tailgate. Very nice, man.
Hey, what's
covered? No, don't go there. Don't go there.
What's covered?
1967 Cadillac Series 75 factory limo would match my hearse and my flower car. I tried to buy it. Those people called the cops.
What?
Yes, they did. I know where there's a van, Rolly. There's an old Dodge van that I see all the time. Where's it at?
That's a van right there.
That's the one. Yeah, there he is.
It's kind of like the shop, man.
Let's go for it. I've been wanting to talk to this guy about this van for a long time. I'm going to ask, man.
Look at that thing, man. Come on. That's beautiful, dude.
Beautiful?
Well, I mean, it needs full restoration, but look at it, man.
It needs Cons Custom.
Oh, wait, somebody's... Hey, man, how you doing?
How you doing, sir?
I'm Danny.
Hi, Danny.
What's your name, brother?
Dennis.
Dennis, it's nice to meet you, man. I see your van here all the time. And I said, what the heck? I'm going to stop by today and ask this gentleman about his van.
Oh, it's
my brother.
It's your brother's van. Does he want to sell it, do you know?
Possibly.
Nice. Custom vans were all the rage in the 70s and the 80s and are simply a cargo van that's had the interior converted for living or entertaining purposes. Owners of these vans had visions for decked out party mobiles, and they brought them to life in the craziest, coolest ways with luxurious lighting and plush interiors that rival some houses, all combined with elaborate murals on the exterior. No two custom vans were alike. Unfortunately, expendable 80s income disappeared in the 90s, and the cost to convert these party wagons became too much to keep the craze going. It's your brother's, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how long's he had this thing, do you know?
A long time.
Yeah?
He's not here right now.
Okay. Would you object if I just looked at it?
No.
Okay, cool. I appreciate that, man. All right. Oh, man, it's a time machine, Rolly. It's the 70s in here. Nice, dude. Got the couch in the back.
Nice.
It's got the fridge right here.
That's
it's got
a
barrel chair right
there.
Should
have a sink, I think, too.
Yep, there's a sink up top.
Yeah, sink on top.
I'm looking at the old stereo, man. It's even got the old equalizer.
Oh, wow. I wish I had something like this when I lived in my van.
Dude, you ain't kidding, man. This, if you had to live in a van, this would be one to live in. Man, this van is so 70s. It's getting my heart beating, my blood pumping. It's practically begging me to take it home. Man, I got to get in touch with the owner, and I got to do it fast. How can I get in touch with your brother? Because I'd really like to talk to him about this.
Well, I can get his phone number for
you. Awesome. Thank you very much.
There he is. My brother's home.
Perfect timing.
That's an Impala?
That's an Impala.
Do you want to knock on this guy's door?
I'm not the guy that knocks.
Yeah, you can't knock on this guy's door. You scare the out of him.
Yeah.
How can I get in touch with your brother? Because I'd really like to talk to him about this.
Well, I can get his phone number out of my phone for
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
There he is. My brother's home.
Perfect.
Okay, Garrett, these guys want to buy your van.
Why? Then I won't have anything to play with.
How you doing?
How you doing, sir?
You must be Gary. I'm Danny.
I think I've seen you before somewhere.
Probably on a wanted poster in the post office. Yeah, absolutely. Nice to meet you. This is Rolly.
Nice to meet you.
Rolly, this is Gary. I'm here to talk about your van. I love this van. What year is it, 77, 78?
78.
Sure, and what's it, 318?
318.
318 V8
simple,
in it?
Simple, simple.
That's what I like about it. I like the fact that it hasn't been messed with. It's an original vehicle that just needs to be restored. Is this something that you would ever consider selling?
Yeah.
All right.
I will say that. I'm resisting.
I get
These
it.
Are my toys.
Would you take $1,000 for it? Cash? No check? $100 bills?
Make it 15.
You know what, Gary? I'm gonna make some room in your driveway. I'll give you $1,500 for it.
Done deal.
You are on, sir.
Make my little brothers happy.
I had to get rid of it.
What do you say about tomorrow if we come by? That'll give you enough time to get your stuff out of it,
sure.
And get the title? Gary, I promise you I'm gonna make this van beautiful again. I'm gonna take her back to the glory days. This van is a great find, but I don't think it's the big catch I'm looking for right now. But I can tell you this, the other guys, they better be hitting the bricks hard because I am just getting warmed up.
Okay. Got you a new project there.
Absolutely.
What do you think, bro? I thought I'd take you out. Because we're the paint team, and you need to remember that.
Eyes on the road.
Danny's got the whole shop out looking for new projects to work on. Hey, for some shark fin hammerhead Corvette. It's me and Ryan firing up the big horny bus and hitting the road.
Ooh, what's that?
Is this one of those moments where we found something that Danny would like, or Danny would tell me, you're stupid, that's ugly?
No, that is a rusted box.
Well, just one day, I want to go through and find a sweet, you know, just that sweet car that Danny's been looking for. Just so I can look like the golden boy for a day or two. I don't know what that is, but it's a four-door. That's always a no good.
Whoa, hell no, man. Is that a 59? 59 Impala, dude.
That's an Impala?
That's an Impala. Look at that thing. Oh, baby, that is a 59.
Still got the original. Do you think this would be the one Danny's like, oh, that's badass?
Possible. And I dig it.
I don't think a four-door is actually that cool, but
This is a cool four-door.
I love the back end.
This
the back
is end's a cool, cool four-door. It's got some rust, but
everything we do's got rust.
Yeah.
This would be one of the ones we go tell Danny about?
You want to knock on this guy's door? See what he wants for?
Do you want to knock on this guy's door?
Yeah, you can't knock on this guy's door. You scare the
knocked out of it.
Yeah. I'm not the guy that knocks.
All right.
So just keep your hands in plain sight.
Yeah. Go like this.
No, that's gonna scare me even more. Doorbell.
Hey, you stand in front of the door in case they shoot.
No, right no.
They shoot.
Stop. Get your hands off.
I'm gonna say it's safe to say that no one's home. I say we go back to the shop and let Kevin and Danny figure this one out.
I like that even better. See? That sounds like even less work.
The car's got a lot of potential. It's in good shape.
Are you looking to sell this?
Well,
that was the car dealer pose.
Some fast cash and some quick flips in a hurry, man. So I've got all my boys out scouring Las Vegas searching for some quick flips. Mike and Ryan tell me that they found something good. So I'm risking my life getting in that big horny bus to go check this thing out. If it was just Mike, I wouldn't waste my time. But Ryan, I trust.
There it is.
Ah! Nice.
It's a 59, right?
Well, let's check it out.
All right. 59's a great year. It's a great body style.
It's in good shape. The car's got a lot of potential.
Of course it does. That's why we brought you here.
See, for a four-door.
Right.
That ain't bad.
Right. Right. Hey, what's going on, man? Is this your ride?
Yes.
We're just checking it out. What's your name, brother?
Martin,
I'm Danny.
Yes.
Nice to meet you, man. This is Mike, and this is Ryan.
What's going on, man?
Nice ride, brother, man.
Yeah, this car is Mike's nightmare.
When GM design legend Harley Earl retired from the car business in 1959, he decided to go out with a bang. His new three-tier line of the Impala, the Bel Air, and Biscayne was a complete restyling of previous models with batwing fins, low-set headlights, and cat's eye tail lamps, which turned the heads of designers and customers alike. Additionally, the Biscayne's all-steel construction and lightweight made her a prime candidate for hot rodding and unleashing power and speed on the drag strip.
Why don't your wife like it?
She says it's a pain in her neck. I've had it for like 15 years, and sometimes I just pay more attention to the car than her.
Yeah.
Are you looking to sell this, Martin?
Well,
that was, you know what that was right there? That was the car dealer pose. Well,
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh, no, that was it right there, man. You just did it right there. Boom. What would get your interest?
I'm the kind of guy that if you say, okay, so much, and if it's a yes or a no, then boom, done.
$1,000.
Oh, no, man,
dude.
If my wife was here, she'd say.
She just sold it to Mike already. Like, maybe we should talk to her, huh?
Yeah, that's right. She'll be back sometime.
She won't be back till next year. I think she's on a trip somewhere.
What do you think, Ryan?
It's got potential, you know? We could do like a Munsters kind of thing, jack the ass end up. I'd chew 4 G's.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh, man, you really jumped up there, Ryan.
I'm working here, man. I'm not being a clown.
That would be a no. I've had a lot of memories with this car, so I guess I'm attached to this car.
I understand the attachment. I really do, man. I do the same thing. Okay, we might be back to bug you on this, if that's cool.
Okay.
I love this Biscayne, but it's not exactly the Moby Dick that I'm looking for, so I'm going to keep searching. But if I can't find that big one, man, I will be visiting Martin for sure.
It's got potential, man.
The guys are all out combing the town looking for new projects. Now, that Impala, it was cool, but it ain't the big one that I'm looking for. So I'm hitting the streets. This time, I'm bringing in the big guns. Davey Deals.
Oh, check out the van. You love that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is so cute.
That one's a little bit too new for my taste. I got to go a little bit older.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, look at this, man. We got a desk and a table.
Oh, yeah, old-style roll-up.
We are driving a sedan delivery. Do you want either one?
No.
Sure?
No.
We could probably get a good deal.
No.
They only want $35 for that table. That's a nice table.
I'll give you $35 not to buy that table.
Oh, dude, just for that $1,000.
No. I think you're talking to him.
I think you're talking to him. You're Davey Deals.
Look at their chihuahua in the window.
Should we just leave? Oh, somebody's home.
Howdy, we were interested in your table.
What's happening, man? All right. I'm Danny. I'm good, man. I'm Danny. This is Robert. Davey.
How are
you,
Robert?
Nice to meet you, Robert.
Nice to meet you.
What do you take for the table, man? What do you take for the table?
$10 for both.
Davey.
I don't think so.
No.
This table is, well, let's be honest. It's just a table. And I'm buying it.
No, no, no. You can't put the shirt on.
All right. Let's take this.
Don't scratch it.
Sure you got that okay?
I can't believe you just bought a table.
Dude, do you have any idea how much they're going to love this?
I don't know. There you go.
Pay the man.
Where are we at? $20?
20 sounds good.
Sweet.
There you go, bro.
Thanks, we appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Well, wasn't exactly what I thought I'd be buying today, but it is a cool table, and I do have the sedan delivery, so why not?
This table's gonna be wicked.
How you doing, brother?
I actually bought a couple of new toys. I think I'm gonna keep one.
Yeah.
One is more your speed than mine.
This Counting Cars Obvious Choice moment is brought to you by Hotels.com.
When I bought the 67 GTO, it had no motor, no nothing. So my boys have been working overtime getting everything that this baby needs. I'm thinking fuel injection.
Yes!
Man, I think it's going to enhance it and take it to the next level.
Man, this car is just gorgeous.
Love it. Done deal.
All right.
I got my guys hunting all over Vegas for new projects to help pay for my own Mako Shark Corvette project. Now, I found a few myself. I ain't found that big one just yet. My buddy Greg, he runs a shop here in town, says he's got something that I just have to see. What's up, man?
What's going on?
How you doing, brother?
I actually bought a couple of new toys. I think I'm going to keep one.
Yeah.
One is more your speed than mine, so let me show you what I got.
What do you got?
I bought this 41 Buick.
Oh,
dude.
It's way, way cool. These 1941 and 42 Buicks were at one time the fastest and most powerful cars in American history by outfitting a mid-sized chassis with a full-size 320 cubic inch engine. GM created what many consider to be the grandfather of the modern muscle car. These Buicks, boasting an acceleration of 0 to 60 in 14.8 seconds and an effortless cruising speed of 80 miles per hour, would remain king of the road until the 1950s. In addition to the impressive changes Buick made under the hood, 1941 was also the year they debuted their brand new torpedo styling, which we refer to today as the fastback.
It's got a real cool engine in it.
Let's see what you got.
Oh, let me show you. Look at this.
Oh, dude.
It's a 409 Chevy.
409?
Yeah.
Bro, that's nice,
which is really a nostalgic, cool motor.
It's already got updated brakes, I can see.
Right, it's got a front end out of a late model car.
Really?
Nice automatic transmission.
Really?
Yeah.
The hard part's done.
The hard part's done. It needs your stuff. It needs the paint, the interior, but it's cosmetic stuff.
Yeah, that's not
You know,
bad.
You can drive this car home tonight.
It drives.
Oh, it drives. Yeah, I drove it here.
Mm-hmm.
And drove it back 60 miles through the desert, no problem.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it drives great.
Well, can we drive it?
Sure, let's go for a ride.
Sweet. But before we go out on the road and I fall in love with this thing a little bit further than I already am, how bad's this gonna cost me, man?
What, Danny? Just shut up and get in the car and drive it.
All right.
Come on.
Yeah, you got it. Greg's right, man. This 41 Buick has got my name all over it. Now I gotta see how she runs. If she runs half as good as she looks, Greg and I are gonna talk a little business. Feels pretty good.
It's a strong car, an amazing amount of power for an old engine.
I like it, Greg. I do. I appreciate you calling me on this because you know what? This is definitely right up my alley.
I really do think it's perfect for you.
Yeah. What I need to know
is
what you'll take for it.
My target was 10.
I mean,
I've got room in there for a quick deal. What will you do?
I don't want to cut you off at the knees, but... What about six?
No, we're not there. That's
$6,000.
That's leading me nothing on the table.
No, nothing.
Pay me today.
Yeah.
I'll meet you in the middle. I'll do $8,250.
$8,250. That's pretty fair.
I think it's reasonable. I think there's room in it for you to do your paint and stuff, and then turn it, sell it.
The $8,250 cash.
All right.
Done deal.
Done deal.
Done deal. Where are we going? Back to the shop.
Yeah, I need to get back to work now.
Back to the shop.
Yeah.
What?
You just missed my turn.
I did? I thought you said you wanted to go to my shop. Oh, I thought you wanted to go to my shop. Oh, man, I just missed your turn. We're close to my shop, man. I got to show this off before we go back to your shop. 5 minutes.
I know it won't be 5 minutes, though.
It'll be 6 minutes.
6 minutes last time.
I just got to show these cats.
No,
up, fellas?
You're looking happy as a SARS?
Darn right it is.
All right.
Darn right.
For a flip?
Yep, 41 Buick, right body style, man. Come on, it's the fastback.
Dude, this is perfect. Look at this thing. This thing's awesome.
Bro, let me tell you something. This car is almost done.
The body on this thing is beautiful.
Nice, isn't it?
And it really is.
You want to see something pretty? Check this out, you guys. Look at this. It's already carrying a 409 underneath there, man.
Look at that.
Clean. Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, man.
When we get it all done,
yeah.
I mean, we're going to be able to get 30, 40, 50 grand out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it.
The car is beautiful, man.
What direction are we going with it?
You know what?
I'll tell you what direction we're going. We're taking Greg back to his shop right now. That's what we're doing now.
Finding and flipping cars, man, it takes years of practice. It ain't easy. My boys did pretty good, though. We got some potential flips. Got myself a way cool 70s van, a great 41 Buick. Oh, and a table. These projects, they'll keep the shop humming for quite some time, man. And it'll keep my boys off the streets, which is probably a good thing.
This is a moneymaker right here.
He always shows us up, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Every time.